Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on likes is money.
Sir Elton.
He makes a lot the same.
Leave on, I guess maybe it was because it was his first big hit in America.
Spends his days.
It's a great song. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the frustrated DJ. We're spinning platters and talking business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book is The Third Ingredient with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. We're having a great visit with Sarah Hina, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, the CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication that they have online and print, and I'm proud to say that we talk about things they cover here once a month. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Traveling, you guys have got a great piece here on in the current edition, Five Travel Spending Mistakes. Let's just cover those.
Yeah.
What are they?
I'm going to talk about three of my favorites, because bottom line is all about saving people money and helping people try to get the most for their money. So there are some things that people do. They think that they're saving themselves money, but they actually end up shooting themselves in the foot. Number one in particular, I thought this was a great concept. People think they're saving money when they book non-refundable. You know, the new thing is non-refundable hotel rooms and non-refundable cars, because if you pre-book and pre-reserve and prepay, then your prices will be lower. But they're non-refundable. So rather than book in advance and commit yourself to a low price, you know, the prices change, believe it or not. Right? Hotel room prices change. Airline tickets change.
Sometimes they go down.
They go down, yes. And at about 4 to 6 weeks is when they start going down. And hotel rooms in particular, as it gets closer to the last minute, they will have some additional deals. So our experts instead say, put in your reservation, but book a regular room so you're covered at a hotel. But then, you know, the hotels have very lenient cancellation policies still. They really do.
Right.
So keep watching those rates. And then, like a week in advance, now when you're certain you're going to be going and you're certain your trip is happening, now look at your non-refundable rates. And if those are lower than the original one, now book your non-refundable and cancel the original room. Right. So don't get yourself caught.
This is especially true, we found, with car rental. Well, my wife will rent a. Well, she's my travel agent. She's a pro at this. She really is a pro. She'll book a car for us or for me, and then she'll keep checking it like every two other day or so. She'll check it real quick, and she's knocked our bill way down by you know, getting a last minute deal within 2 or 3 days of me showing up.
They all vary like crazy. Now, you got to have the fortitude to keep checking back, but it doesn't take long if you have your reservation.
But you can save hundreds. Checking. If you yes. save hundreds of dollars, the fortitude's easy.
Yes. No, without a doubt. Now, same thing happens on those discount travel sites. Watch out, because some of those discount travel sites, and I know two people that have gotten burned by this, where they go and they think they're getting a great deal on Priceline or Hot Rate Flight or things like that, but they commit to a flight before they have any clue when the flight is. They know it's the day, but they don't know what time.
I have to say, Sarah, we don't use any travel sites. Never, ever have. We've always gone. We go direct to the company. We always have. I just don't trust them.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Well, I don't either. Now.
I don't trust them.
Not
that they're not trustworthy. Not that they're not trustworthy. There's just a potential disconnect between them and the actual property.
The problem is that you have to. Yeah, I like being in control, too. I go straight to them as well.
Yeah.
And, again, I know people who have been burned where they went through the travel sites and then had a hard time when they needed to change their reservation because they had a problem. But, you know, if flexibility, if you don't care about when you get there, you know, if you're some 19-year-old who's hitchhiking across the country or doing whatever, and you don't care, then fine, go use those sites. But if you got to be where you want to
be. If you're on business, I don't see how you can use them. But, I mean,
even on vacation.
Yeah.
Even on vacation, you know, your vacation time is precious. So you might be saving some money, you lost a day because the flight ends up being at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Right. So watch out for those discount travel sites.
Right.
And the other thing is that our experts talked about, was, you know, so they want to charge you for everything now when you book an airline fee, including if you call on the phone, they're going to charge you $25. Not necessarily. You can get out of that fee certain times if you tell them. Here's the best one. The website doesn't work. Then you can get them to waive that fee. Or if you have a complicated itinerary, you know, if you're going to buy one ticket on points and one ticket on dollars. So don't be afraid to use the phone and get some help on those things.
Let's move over and talk about this horrible story that you got here in your new. Say it ain't so, Sarah. Old winter tires? They're going to sell me old winter tires? Say it ain't so.
They may. Well, a few years ago, it was a warm winter, and there wasn't a lot of snow. So there were tire companies that ended up with extra inventory in their building. So now what are they going to do? They may keep selling them. So what you need to be sure when you go in to buy your tires right now is to double-check the dates on those tires.
Right.
And it's easy to know. There's actually a four-digit code on the sidewall of the tire. First two digits are the week of the year, and the second two digits are the year.
At least negotiate. I wouldn't be afraid of the tire, but I would at least negotiate a discount if I knew if you know the dates, you ought to be able to negotiate a discount.
Well, you don't want to buy a tire that's more than 2 years old. I don't have the boy gene that explains the technology.
Yeah,
I
could get a discount, I wouldn't worry about it these days because I think they're but that's just me. But I did have to say that when I saw this report, I did think about the commercial where the guy was kind of not good at complimenting women, you know, and he told his girlfriend she was fine as a new set of snow tires.
Well, that is good. As long as she didn't have studs coming out of her head, then I think she was a good shape.
No, I think he was the one who wound up with the knots on his head. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Sarah Heine. We come back. We're going to talk about grudges. Are you good at holding grudges? I'm pretty good at it. And we'll see how that works out with Sarah after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.